Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Lawrence, everything's fine. Matt, everything's fine. Shane, Tanny, everything's fine.
Afternoons on the Score.
Everything does seem to be fine with the Bears this week. This is this has been a really terrific week if you're a Bears fan. Like, it's felt good. Now, it doesn't hurt that this is, it also has been connected with the time change and incredible weather in the City Beautiful, concluding today, because isn't there like a crazy thunderstorm or something coming in tonight?
No, no, Lawrence, don't say that. Even if it's true, don't say that.
I'll text
for
someone.
God's sake. Yeah,
I know some
please.
People in the weather
you do?
Business.
Who, the Lord?
I know text Cheryl him. Scott.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, is she in charge? I mean, she can read it well. Maybe. I was looking for somebody in control.
Who can make the choices?
Yeah, who can make the choice, okay. Dictate some things.
I do believe that is out of her purview, but she is incredibly accurate in telling you what's getting ready to happen.
Yeah.
I can Alicia Roman, I can reach out to her, too.
I mean, these all seem like very powerful people, you know?
My guy Big Mike over at Channel 9.
Mm-hmm.
I love the weather people in this town. We got a good group.
Well, and now that the king has retired, I mean, so somebody's got to step in with that power and that sway.
Yes. It's Demetrius. Here's what I love about all the weather people. Like, if you really want to have like a serious science conversation, they will talk to you for hours.
Yeah, they're actually interested.
They're actual scientists.
Yeah, they're kind of into the whole thing.
They will talk your ear off and be like, I don't understand what you're talking about. Because, you know, we're over at the other part of the universities.
We're in the funny papers.
Do those even exist anymore?
Well, I know it's sad.
Papers?
It's like a it's like a two-page section.
Hey, man, I get my Sunday Sun-Times delivered, and I was surprised because I usually read. They have one that just acts like the newspaper, like one of the online things about the Sun-Times, mm-hmm. which I think is cool, is that you can have the paper kind of on your phone. But on Sundays, when I have a little bit more time, I like to be able to touch
nice.
The paper.
Yeah, man, have a bagel, some salmon, a little tomato, some
absolutely.
Onion, and read something light, like the Sunday newspaper.
Well, it was very light, and I was shocked by it. I'll see what this Sunday is looking like before I make any pronouncements.
Would you like something to read? Yes, I'd like something light. How about this pamphlet, Great Jewish Sports Heroes? You know,
one of the greatest movies of all time.
Of all times.
So Lawrence, I like my coffee like I like my men.
Got to get a hold of yourself. Slap. And there's a whole line of people just waiting to tell her to get a hold of herself.
I always laugh. Even though I've seen that movie a million times, I always laugh when I see the person with the actual boxing gloves.
Right. The person with and I think there's somebody with a chain like theirs.
Yeah, there's all sorts of stuff. But that's not why anyone called.
I didn't call for that and you didn't call for that. It has been a great week and it's been fun to sit here and process all the audio from Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles all week. Shane and Tanny and at least one Tyler, maybe two Tylers have been helping out. I don't know. There's no way to know.
Well, Sean Sears is here.
Oh, Sean Sears has been helping out. But there's just everywhere I look, there seems to be a Tyler. They seem to multiply. I think that's how it works. But we've heard all the Bears tape, and sometimes that means that you and I don't get to see the press conferences. We're doing a radio show live, and then it happens, and we bring back the audio, and we're breaking it down and taking notes. I took good notes on Drew Dahlman. Looking forward to our conversation with Drew Dahlman at 4 o'clock. But yesterday in the evening, had a chance to see some of the Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles press conference, and watching Ryan Poles' face as his prized new coach took him to some places conversationally, gave just some incredible moments for body language reads. It really did.
You know what's interesting about watching all of this play out? It's almost as if when you watch Ryan Poles, whenever he's around Ben Johnson, that he never thought it could be this way.
Exactly. Exactly. He's like, oh my God, I got another chance, and look what I ended up with. You're like, there's a sky point that could be happening at any point during this thing. This was the moment when somebody asked Ben Johnson, you know, all these different schemes you're going to be asking these offensive linemen to do. It's going to be a lot. How can you make it easy? How can you make it easy on these guys? And I'll describe what Ryan Poles does when he hears this.
It shouldn't be easy. This should be hard. You know, the spring should be hard. Training camp should be hard. Anything worth doing is hard. So it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of effort. In particular, year one, we should not be comfortable as we're coming into the springtime. We're going to load these guys up. We're going to see what they can handle. We're going to fail. And that's okay. That's part of how you learn and how you grow and you get better. And so we're going to encourage that as a coaching staff. So nothing about this is about making it easier. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Oh, my God. So Ryan Poles is nodding along and listening. And then Ben starts to answer. It's not supposed to be easy. And Ryan Poles, like, he literally recoils.
He was taken aback.
He's like, boom. Like, oh, my God, that's not what I expected.
And he's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He starts to really feel it. He's taken aback. He's like, oh, my God. He's like, damn right. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Keep cooking. And he watches him cook for a moment. And he smiles. He turns back towards the media. Just kind of doesn't look at anybody, but he's just smiling on his own. And he's nodding. He starts to nod. And then he looks back and he's like, keep going.
He's like, $240 worth of pudding.
Keep cooking. And he's just nodding. And then he looks back at the media and he's like, you guys want some more?
He's like, y'all got that, right?
Yeah, you got that, right? Did you write it down?
And then for some reason, he walked off and went, you like that?
Speaks, I need you to do a body language comparison between that and when he was sweating and nervous and literally turning the page at the introductory presser. When he was right. Hunched over, turning the page.
No, Shane, you don't have to go back that far. Go back to the Eberflus firing.
Mm.
And Ryan Poles in that. He's a whole new dude,
he
man.
He really is. Because think about it. The turn the page one, he's like earnest and excited, but definitely a little bit nervous, to your point. By the time he's there for the Eberflus firing, he was shrinking. He was smaller than he had been. And Kevin Warren was a hulking presence next to him that made you think that the power was draining and could drain even more and more and more. And now Poles is that dude, but he knows he's got the best front man.
He's standing up straight now because he understands that he's got a coach that's got it.
He gets to the end of this and he's nodding and he's smiling. And then he looks at the media and he's like, you guys got all that, right? And I don't know if there's somebody specific that he's looking at in the media, but he breaks into a full on laugh. It's a full on laugh. Like, yeah, you see what I got now? It's smiling. It's see what I got now. And he's like, oh, yeah, another question. That's right. Bring it. I'm cool. I'm ready. we'll take anything you got. Just the level of confidence and excitement is palpable.
Now, look, we have to keep throwing this caveat out through September. We don't know if Ben Johnson can do this job. Okay? There's the caveat. Hold it. Write it down. Record it. Whatever you need to do. The way that Ryan Poles is reacting in the moment with all of the things that we can see and have heard from Ben Johnson, I would imagine there's a level of relief there. There's a level of pride there. Mm-hmm. And then there's the realization of, Oh, I don't have to coach the coach.
Yeah, man. I don't have to coach the coach. I don't have to worry about coaching him up to speak to the public, which we know was a thing. And I certainly don't have to coach him up to like speak strategy and philosophy. I can trust him in full. I can just come and hang out at these press conferences.
And I don't have to be the voice of the Bears. I can pick and choose when I'm that voice. This guy's got it, and he's not uncomfortable in his own skin.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt Eberflus, for the longest time, was uncomfortable.
All the way through to the end, he was uncomfortable. And he would say, right, because he was trying to convince himself and convince you that he knew what he was doing. And he was doing an impression of what a head coach is supposed to sound like.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this guy.
I remember you and Danny's interviews with him, the short interviews.
Yeah,
I love those
with
interviews.
Honest Matt Eberflus. But it's like, but this guy, it's a different thing. There was there's one other cut where Poles' face was awesome, and this is when they talked about offensive linemen, and Ben Johnson gets to the point where he's describing what kind of offensive lineman he wanted.
We want some tough, some gritty, some dirty individuals, and we feel pretty good about the two guys we got. Smart is a word that comes to mind, particularly with the interior players. We need guys that we love to have some versatility to our scheme, some multiplicity, if you will. And so we got a couple guys in the building now that we feel strongly can handle a variety of different kinds.
We can stop it right there. Thank you, Tyler. It's that first part when he's like talking about tough and gritty and dirty. And if you're watching Ryan Poles, it's just like the smile is enormous. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And he's just looking around so damn proud.
It's nice. And that's what I mean by this entire week. It's just been nice to live in the space of, well, since January, hey, are the Bears going to go get the coach that everyone feels like they should go and get?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This is feeling a little bit weird. Oh, they got him. Oh, so I don't have to worry about that anymore? No. You just lay back in the cut.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm really worried about all the other stuff. I mean, they didn't do a great job with Kayla Williams last year. And you know, I'm worried about the offensive line. They've got to rebuild the trenches. How do they not know that? Ryan Poles was an offensive lineman. So was Ian Cunningham. How did they not know? Oh, they traded for Joe Tooney? Oh, okay. All right. Was that all they're going to do? Oh, they went and got another guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, okay, great. The guards are cool. Having the guards is great, but what this team really needs is a center. So let's see how aggressive they're going to be. Oh, they signed Drew Dalman?
Yeah.
The number one choice for everyone that was looking for a free agent center. They got him? Yeah. Oh, and while you were worried about that, they also went out and got Grady Jarrett. Wait, the dude from Atlanta?
Yeah.
That guy? Oh.
It's funny, man.
And then you're just like, well,
Atlanta,
would you look at that?
Atlanta throwing the bag at Kirk Cousins and now having all this problematic money.
And having to pay for it.
And now and wanting to go to Penix instead and having to deal with this and having nobody want to take Cousins off of their hands has created an opportunity for the Bears to swoop in and grab the middle of both of their lines. I mean, that's thank you. Thank you for that choice. In that predicament. I mean, there's a reason that we're doing as much Bears as we are here in the middle of March. And it's not just the moves and it's not just the vibes of the coach and the GM. It's what the Bears are to this town. It's what they are. It's how they unify and how it gets people going. You pointed out that story in the Sun-Times. Cranes wrote about it earlier today, too.
Franz Spielman's now writing about it.
I mean, it is the Michael Reese site as a possible Bears stadium started to gain some traction, what, about 2 months ago? Maybe three. When somebody in Springfield, downstate, said that they'd be open to possibly giving some money for that site in a way that they wouldn't be for the museum campus site that obviously the Bears wanted. But today we get this, like, release of the plans and the blueprints for the Michael Reese site, and it seemed odd that we were getting it, and then we find out the reasoning behind why it's been released and why it's in the news cycle today.
Here's the headline for it. Michael Reese developers throw Hail Mary proposal for Bear Stadium. So this is Fran Spielman and Mitchell Armantrout that wrote this piece in the Sun-Times. Let me just give you a couple of graphs and a quote, okay?
Okay.
Scott Goodman, principal of the Fairpoint development team that purchased the 48.6-acre site from the city, openly acknowledged that he has not met with the team, nor has he finalized the financing for either for the $3.2 billion dome or $600 million in state money needed to just ready the site for development.
Mm-hmm.
Developed by architect Lamar Johnson, the striking renderings for a stadium and ancillary development at the Michael Reese site have been floating around behind the scenes for months, but Goodman refused to share them publicly for fear of alienating Bears president Kevin Warren. Sources say...
Can you pause there for one second? So Kevin Warren knew these things existed and said, no, don't put that out.
I don't have time for this.
And not only do I not have time for this, I don't need to use you as a tool in my arsenal while I'm trying to make Arlington Heights happen with good state money, or still trying to make the museum campus happen. I don't want to piss off my mayor that
this
I've made a deal with.
This is the third choice for me.
Yeah, like I'm not ready to use you in my leverage play just yet.
Sources said Goodman was warned if he did go public, it would nix any chance of convincing the Bears to take their Chicago sites off the lakefront parking lot south of Soldier Field.
That's that gangster-ish right there.
And push them to the shuttered Arlington International Racecourse that they bought in 2022. Goodman said Friday his fear that the Bears could be as good as gone convinced him to finally show his cards. Quote, I was just panicking. I feel like it's already gone to Arlington Heights.
Man.
That's my heart of hearts. I kind of fell into, you should at least show your pictures.
He did his work. He made pretty pictures. Spent a lot of money on the place. He's been in charge of it. He hired the people to make the pretty pictures. And he felt like the possibility was going to die on the vine without him actually showing the pictures. So he's like, screw Kevin. Hey,
I'm trying to let people know I can build this thing if they need me to.
Let me go public and work through the media on this. And the pictures are very nice. They're quite lovely.
It kind of looks like the chess set.
that you gave me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Well, how about the, there's a band shell that's part of this like land bridge that they build to reach over to the lake. And it looks kind of like a Ravinia. They could make like a Ravinia South.
Because you would need to, ideally, because there's the 18th Street Bridge for Soldier Field.
Yeah.
But this would be a mile south of that point.
Right, 16 blocks or a mile, we're literally talking about 17, 18 blocks. Yeah.
So you'd have to get over, you'd have to either go to 31st Street and walk over or build something that would allow you access over Lakeshore Drive.
But the point is, these three entities, Arlington Heights, Museum Campus, and Michael Reese, and the Michael Reese dude, the dude who's been in charge, he's feeling what a lot of us are feeling. That go ahead and announce Arlington Heights already. You know you're going to do it. He said you wanted to put shovels in the ground this year. You know,
well, the year is almost a quarter done.
I mean, the way that this whole thing looks like it's going to play out is Bears Arlington Heights. And I think the White Sox are going to get some of that public money eventually and get to do their stadium at the 78. I think those things are connected because it's always been a race between the White Sox and the Cubs for that batch from the hotel tax that's there and possible. But man, I felt for the Michael Reese guy who's like, I made the pretty pictures.
I did all this stuff.
I would like you to see this now.
I'd very much like for you to see this rendering that I've done of this stadium that's never going to be built on a site that we're still not sure is viable for me to build on. And no one has secured any money for it. But I did it. And here it is.
Oh, my God.
I appreciate him doing that.
I appreciate him doing it, too.
It was so weird. I went to go get my tea, and I was like, what?
Yeah, right. Sometimes you got to negotiate through the media if you made your pretty pictures. Because guess what? The city did that. Remember the city put out their Soldier Field stuff with the Bill Curtis voiceover?
Yes.
And they're like, oh, look at the...
We got Bill Curtis. That means it's legit.
And what they have, the overwater gondolas. Right? The overwater gondolas that you could.
There were jetpacks. There was all sorts of stuff. And meanwhile, the Arlington Heights mayor has just been sitting back in the cut like, they already own the land here.
They're coming here.
We could just get this tax thing figured out and the school thing figured out. Just come play ball in Arlington Heights.
Dog and pony show to get as much public money as possible. and maybe they're not going to get that much at all.
It's been a good 6 weeks for the Bears. It's been a really good 6 weeks for the Bears, and that's great. That's the way that people should feel. We need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines a little bit. There's a story that Spiegs and I have been kind of talking about, like just as two guys who love sports, that we should bring to you and take your temperature on. And it's something that we're going to occasionally take your temperature on if this thing continues to go on, which I expect that it will. It has to do with your viewing habits. We'll explain next here on The Score.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.